This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prayers. Rich Evans with us. And, Rich, so I got a call about a week ago or so. And the call was, you know, you're not wanting to take calls. And I said, or you being afraid to take calls, actually. And I said, that's not the case at all. The case is that Rich has so much information that he can't get through it all, and he literally deletes lots of what he wanted to share with the class and teach the class because it was a time issue. Would you address that, please?
Well, absolutely. And then after I'm done addressing that, I'm like to go back to more news in a flash because of the lack of time. See, that's the thing. I used to take calls for years, and when I'm on other broadcasts, I do take calls here and there. I just don't have a lot of time, and there's a lot of calls. You know, just like it's analogous to the bots, to the so-called people who are doing the distractions, who are paid to do it. They go on broadcasts like ours, and if we're telling the truth and we're waking people up, they're going to do everything to distract from the narrative and create a new one. And believe me, if I was on the air every day like other broadcasters, which I don't want to be, and I know I've done a lot of monologuing on your program. I know I've brought a lot of guests, and I've interviewed a lot of people on your program, Vince, and I have no problem doing that. But that's when I'm on for long periods of time, and as you know, I've been on your broadcast, sometimes guest hosting, sometimes up to 4 days a week. So I've also been contacted, and I'm not going to mention names, by a lot of big production companies over the years, big companies, and they basically want me to sell out the country. They want me to be derogatory towards preppers. They want to give me the talking points. So basically, they want to pay me for not being an American because I asked for final editing rights and they wouldn't give it to me. And I've made acquaintances with some of their low-hanging fruit people, if you will, and they told me, Rich, you're absolutely right. So if I had more time, I would absolutely take calls. But I feel that we're in the end game for America as we know it. So my job, my obligation, my duty as being an American is to give as much information as possible. So that's my answer, Vince, and I'm going to go back to using the flash if that's okay with you.
One last point. Is it true or is it not true that when you and I talk privately, almost every call, not every call, but lots of calls, a high percentage of them, you say, hey, if I have some more time, meaning if there's days that, you know, I'd like to take some time off, you'd be glad to take that time and monologue the entire time. Is that true or not true?
Absolutely, and I've done it hundreds of times on your broadcast. I have no problem doing that as long as it jives with my itinerary and other obligations I might have down on paper. So
I was just trying to put an exclamation point on what you just said. It is not a question of Rich Sheehan being afraid to take calls. That is not the case at all. It's a question of he has more information than time permits for him to share that information and teach the class. Back to you, Rich.
Look, taking calls and interviewing people is the easy part. Doing the study and the verification and the authenticity of finding articles that are published in the public domain that I can give comments on, that's the hard part. When I interview, interview, my preparation is so much less. Like when I interview Dr. Norm Shealy, I still prepare for it. I still have a wide array of questions, but because of my medical background being in the pharmaceutical industry, it's a lot easier for me to give the questions to a Dr. Shealy. So everything I do, I prepare for. And I just feel the reason why I haven't been taking calls in the last, I don't know, 6-9 months or however long it's been, is because of the fact that I feel we're in the end game. We're beyond the 11th hour. We're getting close to midnight where everything's about ready to blow up. And my duty as an American is to wake as many people up as possible. Does that make sense, Vince?
Yes. One last thing. You use the title doctor in front of Norm Shealy. I've known Dr. Shealy for over 10 years. Been to his house many times. He's been to our house many times. We've done events together. We've spoken on stage together. Those kinds of things. We've done a lot of, we spent a lot of time together. I refer to him as Dr. Shealy, Dr. Norm Shealy, okay, by his title. I'm a very close friend, one of his closest friends. And I refer to him as Dr. Shealy. Rich just referred to him as Dr. Shealy. Rich has met him. Rich has been at many, has been with Dr. Shealy in person many times and on the air many times with him. And he refers to him as Dr. Shealy. Class, if you decide that you're going to call, I would like you to show Dr. Shealy respect and call him by his title, Dr. Shealy. Norm has asked me to call him Norm. Norm Shealy has asked me to call him Norm Shealy, or Norm. I call him Dr. Shealy, okay? So please, please refer to him as Dr. Shealy. Back to you, Rich.
Well, thank you, sir. And Dr. Shealy has certainly, he deserves the title because he's earned it, and he speaks up for what's right, what's ethical, what's moral. He talks about the HIPAA regulations, he talks about the Nuremberg Code and the Hippocratic Oath, and he adheres to his oath. That's a man of his word, okay? Even though it's not popular to do right now because people are afraid to be singled out or lose their jobs or their livelihoods, which I understand. But if we don't stick up for truth, if we don't stand for principle, if we don't have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody on American soil, you can just kiss America goodbye. I mean, Joe Biden gave $86 billion of our most high-tech weaponry to the jihadists, to the Taliban, so they can build back better. What do you think is going to happen when we have unvetted illegal immigrants, but mostly military-age men coming into this country by the millions? When you have the military-industrial complex, the banks and the Fed, meaning the Federal Reserve, fraudulently printing money where 75% is phony GDP, where the wealthy 1% is reaping all the benefits, and they're buying time with unemployment insurance extensions, debt postponement, gimmicks, tax rebates, tax loopholes, grants, stimulus checks, MMT, UBI, QE, the largest inflation in two generations, major increase in money supply, which is directly proportional to the lack of consumer confidence. What do you think is going to happen? You need a jab to go to work? What do you think is going to happen after this inflationary period? We're always going to have inflation and necessities for the little guy, but we're going to have a huge deflation and depression come and stagflation coming when all these jabs and groups and we have proven results and qualifications be damned to be an American. What do you think is going to happen? Look, this is why we do what we do. We try to wake people up. We try to give ideas and solutions. And like Vince said earlier, and I'm not saying this to brag, okay, but I'm going to paraphrase what Vince said earlier in the broadcast. I say a lot of things that shouldn't be said by the powers that be, okay? They don't want truth. They don't want people waking up. They don't want any of this stuff. So my job is to do exactly what they say I shouldn't be doing because that's what Americans do. Okay, that being said, I'm going to go back to news in a flash because I'm looking at the time, and as usual, I don't have enough of it. Next, under COVID tyranny, U.S. hospitals have become murder factories where ivermectin is forbidden. Think about that, people. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and all these other drugs and therapeutics are being forbidden in America. I want you to just wrap your head around this. Look, I'm trying to give you information so you can see the medical tyranny, so you can see the takeover and the takedown of America. Next, YouTube brags about removing 10 million videos per quarter censoring the truth about COVID-19. Next, FDA full authorization of Pfizer COVID vaccine broke the law in numerous ways, and the agency now complicit in crimes against humanity. Next, the fully vaccinated will experience enhanced disease when re-exposed to new coronavirus variants. Okay? These are doctors who are interviewed on shows like the Stu Peters Show. You need to look. I don't make this stuff up. We've given so much evidence in articles, pardon the sidebar, on how there's no evidence of isolation of these so-called viruses and variants. We've seen how science has been bought and paid for. We've given all these articles on how hand-picking and cherry-picking data, suppressing the numbers of deaths and adverse events. We've given articles on transparency being gone, on this whole thing being connected with the reset, the coercion, the propaganda strategy. We've given information about the CDC not reporting breakthrough cases. We've talked about how the CEO of Pfizer isn't taking his own vaccine. We've talked about how the vaccines cures are being withheld, like HCQ and ivermectin. How come employers and insurance companies are not paying vaccine damages? How about graphene oxide, okay, being a great conductor of electricity? What's going to happen when they ramp up 5G? How about all these people who have been magnetized? How about the nanotechnology? How about the hydrogel? How about the spike proteins in the autopsies? Why are physicians using terms like toxic, poison, murder? When these autopsies and the spike proteins are literally found accumulating in tissues and organs, what about that? What about all these breakthrough cases where the vaccinated are getting sick and dying? How come the true definition of anti-dependent enhancement is when vaccines go wrong? You know, how come anti-dependent enhancement tricks you, your body, into thinking that the cell is eating the pathogen when it isn't? Leading to cytokine storms, leading to organ failure. Again, all the autopsies proven this, lowering T cells, destroying RNA. There's patents on this. Why do you think trans and non-human is so such popular words right now? What about all the blood clotting? How come the D-dimer test isn't being used for every patient, which is, shows the microscopic capillaries? Why are physicians calling it the death shot? Why can't you donate blood? Why can't you breastfeed? Why is natural immunity being proven to be 20 to 30 times more? Look, why are the PCR tests giving false positives? Look, people, these are all examples of articles that we've given, published in the public domain, not given or made up by Vince and Rich, okay? Everything I give has been verified, bona fide. Okay? All right. Pardon my sidebar. Next, 47 studies show masks do not work. You see why I don't take calls, folks? I'm not going to get to probably 60 to 70% of what I had prepared for today. 47% of studies show masks do not work. I've given psychological and physiological long lists. I've given hypercapnia, hypoxia, staph infections, bacterial pneumonia. We've given all these over time. And, of course...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
As a dewormer. It works. And there is no problem getting ivermectin. I just wanted to say that. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. All right, folks, we're going to... I'm not even going to get close to getting to general news. In fact, I'm not going to finish all my healthcare stuff, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Here we go. Next, scientists discover the unthinkable after vaccine injection, hatching eggs and parasites birthing. Okay, this was on the Stu Peters show. This is a physician that he is interviewing. Look, we don't make any of this stuff up. I've read articles where this so-called vaccine, which is not a vaccine, is going to be closely attributed to AI, artificial intelligence. Let me decode that for you. That means that they're going to control you. Okay? That's the short answer. It's just like genocide and eugenics. What is the code word for that? What's the translation? It's easy. It's called murder. Okay. Next, Georgia Bulldogs experience highest COVID spike. More than 90% of the team is vaccinated. Look, how many articles have we given, published in the public domain, from different countries, different regions, different states around the country and the world with the highest vaccination rates getting sicker and dying more? How many have we given? This is not me making this stuff up. We're allowing the system to give free lunch to the elites with no accountability. Look, when you have any company or industry like Big Pharma having liability immunity, you need to stay away. That should tell you more than you need to know. All right, next, smoking gun documents prove Fauci-funded COVID bioweapons program origins found in DARPA, DOD, and the CCP conspiring. Have you noticed, folks, all these articles, they don't say Dr. Fauci anymore. Just like what Vince says on how Dr. Norm Shealy deserves the respect because he's earned it. While the public and the world knows what happened with the election, knows what's happening with the so-called vaccines, there's no respect given to these people because these people are only representing the elite, and they have sold out the people. Next, American Medical Association, which is the AMA, which is owned by Big Pharma, releases stunning document teaching doctors to lie with deliberately exaggerating statistics. Next, vaccines, that's called propaganda. That's called hoaxes. That's called false flags. That's called lying and gaslighting. That's what's being done. It's all theater. Everything that comes out of the mainstream media and the powers that be who own the people who are willing to sell out America, that's all they have. They don't have objective facts. They don't have peer-reviewed, proven studies. They don't have anything. Next, vaccine warning for moms who breastfeed. Baby is dead with blood clots and inflamed arteries. Again, not making this stuff up. Next, COVID vaccine killed 32,000 people in Brazil. You got to remember, when they say this stuff, just like VAERS data, where the whistleblower came out and says it's only 1%, so you have to multiply all this data by 100. It's not true data coming out. You're getting just piecemeal. Next, every death caused by COVID vaccines will be blamed on COVID. Yes, that's the narrative. Remember the motorcycle accidents, the gunshots, the car accidents, everything, the heart attacks, everything that people are dying from. How many thousands of examples have we given on this broadcast alone proving that this is, look, I hate to use the word hoax. We all know that this is a bioweapon with at least four different viruses. It's been proven, gain of function. Fauci's not arrested. These people are not arrested. This is a depopulation effort, a control effort. It's been proven. But the true bioweapon is looking like, from what the true physicians are saying, who are not bought and paid for, who are American heroes, who are patriots, are saying that the true bioweapon is the vaccine. Next, countdown to zero immunity. Vaccine victims are seeing their immune system drop by 5% each week. No long-term consequences there, right, folks? We'll be right back after this break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department's acting inspector general told lawmakers Monday that her office is looking into several decisions of the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle. Diana Shaw told the heads of many committees that her office's probe will focus on issues including the State Department's special immigration visa program, the processing and resettlement of Afghans in the United States, and the evacuation of the embassy in Kabul. California parents and teachers who oppose Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's vaccine mandate held a statewide walkout Monday. People gathered in front of the Kern County Superintendent of Schools office in downtown Bakersfield, as reported on the Bakersfield Now website. Protest organizers urged parents to keep their children at home and asked teachers who support the walkout to stay at home as well. We are USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Republican Congressman James Comer from Kentucky on the House Oversight Committee are requesting a staff-level briefing on the ongoing supply chain crisis. He tells Newsmax TV the Biden administration is ignoring lawmakers.
No, and they never respond when they don't have a plan. We've asked for plans for many things from the supply chain all the way to the debacle in Afghanistan. But when they don't have any idea what they're doing, then all we hear is cricket. If you look at what the problem is with the supply chain, a lot of it can be traced back to policies of the Biden administration and liberal Democrat policies from Gavin Newsom in California. For example, in California, they have restrictions on trucks that no other state has. So about half the trucks that are running in my home state of Kentucky right now would be out of compliance in California because of the strict environmental standards they have on engines. We have a labor shortage in America, and part of the problem is the Biden administration had policies out there for many, many months that paid people not to work. Then you look at the new crisis of the day with the labor shortage, and that's the vaccine mandates, and there are just a lot of people that aren't going to work for any company that requires them to be vaccinated. So all of these problems can be traced back to many of the policies of the Biden administration. And the quickest thing that Biden could do to fix the problem would be undo a lot of these burdensome regulations, these unnecessary policies. But so far, he refuses to do anything.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Achievement's with us, and I've got an update, class. It's pretty serious. I've been talking off the air with our instructors about an automatic transmission fluid, ATF plus 4, Chrysler automatic transmission fluid, which is unavailable across the country. That's the transmission fluid for all Chrysler products that from 1998 and newer. It is now spread to automobile engine oil. My advice to you at this point is if you need automotive engine oil, you need to secure it right now. I know for a fact that there is a major company that has Seraflyers that they send to mechanics and auto shops, independent auto shops. And they feature sales on engine oil, etc. Tools, engine oil, you know, rotors, spark plugs, all the parts that you, shock absorbers, water pumps, brakes. They list a sale on engine oil. They're not honoring it because they don't have the oil. This is just in. The reason that the other broadcasters don't talk about this is because they can't. They don't know. They are talk show hosts. We are educators, and we are at ground zero. They read about it, talk about it, and we do it. Rich is on the ground. He's hunting, he's fishing, he's growing, and he talks about what is actually happening. We talk about firsthand experiences here, and we talk about the news, like News in a Flash once a week. Class, this is really serious. What I just told you is really serious. And to put an exclamation point on it, the CEO of one of the largest automotive parts stores in the country has been quoted, and I'm paraphrasing the quote, they've never seen anything like this with shortages across the board. And shortages and everything. There's nothing that has a constant supply. Now, I'm paraphrasing. Okay? That's what I read between the lines. And we have seen it. And I've been saying this for months and months and months and months. I don't think the mainstream believed me. Now I guess they will. People have brought their vehicles in to have their cars fixed, like their truck. And they can't get a crankshaft position sensor, something that I've been talking about for over a year. A $60 part, half-hour installation job. They can't get the part. So what are people doing? The engine won't start. If you have a bad crankshaft position sensor, your engine will not start, period. So what are people doing that can't get this $60 part? They're getting a new truck. This is insanity. And a new truck, guess what it has? Even more parts like crankshaft position sensors. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Okay, folks. More information. I have very little time and too many articles, so here we go. Next, trending heart inflammation in teens explodes across the U.S. after FDA approves, and that's in quote, the so-called injection. Next, caught on hot mic, top Israeli health minister admits vaccine passports only intended to pressure unvaccinated to get vaccinated. I want you to think about this. Again, these are articles that I've gleaned over the few weeks that have been off the air. Next, 80% of COVID deaths in Scotland are occurring among vaccinated residents. 80%. Next, Idaho doctor, I'm going to repeat this one twice. Idaho doctor reports a 20-time increase in cancer among those who are vaccinated for COVID. Again, Idaho doctor reports 20 times increase in cancer among those vaccinated for COVID. What happens when you destroy your immune system? Next, India announces that COVID-19 is, the state is COVID-19 free because of the, quote, deworming drug ivermectin. But our people, our leaders, the Faucis of America, they don't want that. That's why they're bringing in replacement population. These are their words and their documents who are not getting vetted for anything, including any vaccination. Can you figure it out, people? Next, Australia, 6 out of 7 deaths were vaccinated. Next, nearly all COVID cases at public high schools occurring in fully vaccinated students. Next, 50,000 Medicare patients died soon after getting the vaccine. These are your parents and grandparents, people. Next, explosive public health data. 80% of COVID-19 deaths in August were vaccinated people. Next, Japan discovers magnetic substance in Pfizer COVID vaccines, and their journalists are dying from the vax that they pushed. Next, 76% of September COVID deaths were fully vaccinated. This is in the state of Vermont. Next, tyrannical U.S. Surgeon General says government owns your body and that forcing you to inject a deadly vaccine is reasonable. Next, Hitler-style book burning. U.S. Surgeon General complicit in vaccine crimes against humanity, and he's suppressing all negative stories of the vaccine. Next, CDC listing fully vaccinated COVID-19 deaths as unvaccinated if they die within 14 days of the second dose. Are you hearing this, folks? It's all a fraud. Next, Arkansas Medical Board is investigating a doctor who saved thousands of lives using ivermectin. So he's being investigated. You can't make this stuff up, people. This is beyond Twilight Zone. Next, Fauci funded 60 projects at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and all were in conjunction with the Chinese military. This is treason, sedition, and high crimes against humanity at the highest levels. Again, this is making Nuremberg look like two kids in the backyard playing patty cake. Next, baby blood being stolen from every newborn in Michigan. People, these are published articles in the public domain. I couldn't even make this stuff up if I was a Twilight Zone writer. That's how bad this stuff is. We have to wake up and talk about ideas and solutions. Talk about what's happening in this country and the world at every public venue. We need citizen review boards. We need public forums. We need to have these discussions. We need to wake people up. This isn't an ideology. Next, looks like the vaxxed have higher hospitalization rates, says the Lancet study. Well, we all know that the Lancet study is trying to gain back a little credibility because of how they downplayed, were derogatory towards, I believe it was hydroxychloroquine. And that was one of the reasons I use published articles in the public domain so I can make credible comments on some of these articles that are out there. Next, Japanese Medical Association chairman has now told doctors to prescribe ivermectin for COVID. Next, more children have become obese during the COVID-19 lockdown, says studies. Well, if you recall, I've given a lot of information, studies, and medical background on obesity, on how it contributes to 40,000 deaths per month in America, obesity-related diseases. So when the powers that be says you shouldn't shame the obese, what they're basically doing is saying, let me decode that for you. Let people do what they want. Let them be obese. Let them eat whatever they want and not exercise so they die. That's the translation. Okay? Next, Michigan County threatens to arrest parents if children test positive for COVID. Look, people. The people who are testing positive, how many of these hundreds of articles have we given? Are the people taking the freaking vaccine? And for those of you who still have kids in public government schools, get them out. How many examples do we have to give you? Start your own schools. Go back to at least homeschooling. Come on, people. Use your head. We got to go back to common sense, logic, and reason. We're not teaching, we need to teach practical experience and not theory, not indoctrinate with propaganda, with social and political indoctrination. That's what's happening. All right, pardon my sidebar here. Next, Israel doctor Kobi Haviv, and pardon my pronunciation, 95% of seriously ill patients are vaccinated. You hear that? Vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people account for 85 to 95% of hospitalizations. Next. Vaccinated are 27 times more likely to get COVID than people with natural immunity. Why do you think this 27 times? This is from a study. Why do you think there's so much information that natural immunity is 20 to 30 times greater than any synthetic vaccination? Why do you think that is? All right. Next, Red Cross warns vaccines wipe out antibodies and vax can't donate plasma, which is blood. The Red Cross warns this. How many examples of studies and examples of physicians that we've mentioned this? And Dr. Peter McCullough, you should see what he said last week about these so-called vaccines and why you shouldn't take it. I listened to his hour lecture on the Gateway Pundit. You can look it up. I can't do it all because I don't have the time. You need to verify what we're saying. Next, COVID vaccine injury jumps by 27,000 in 1 week, and the FDA pulls a bait and switch with the Pfizer vaccine approval. That drug isn't even approved in America. It's unbelievable how dumb they think you are. Next, rigged worse than ballot counting machine is the title of this article. The CDC allowing hospitals to classify fully vaccinated deaths as unvaccinated. Are you going to believe any piece of information that comes out of any of these three-letter institutions, organizations? There is zero trust in any American organization. That includes NGOs, non-American, that includes the UN, and includes the World Health Organization. You can't believe anything anymore. It's total lies and gaslighting and propaganda. It's unbelievable. I can't even believe we're living in 2021. We could easily have voluntary depopulation, give people $1 million to get a vasectomy and their tubes tied, and if that's not enough, up it to $2 million. If that's not enough, up it to $3 million. We could have a democratic, humanitarian way to reduce population. We don't have to kill people with genocide and eugenics. This is murder. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VITAL-90. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. One other update. We have seen packages that we've bought go missing. And the delivery, according to USPS, says it was delivered to our front porch or our front door. Impossible. It's impossible because we have a fenced property and it's 1,300 feet from the locked gate on the road to the front door. It was never delivered, and the tracking information says it was delivered to our front porch and front door on Saturday. Impossible. What I'm telling you is, class, make sure you pay attention to the packages that you order. The post office is absolutely lying. They're lying, and we caught them in the lie, and they admit that they delivered it to another address on another road. Our mailbox is identified with the number. It's easy to see. The letters are at least 2 inches high. The road has a county road sign provided by the county. It's really easy to read. So what happened, they say, is that the regular driver is on vacation. The fill-in driver is on vacation. So they hired somebody else who has no clue, who lied about where the package is. So be prepared for the collapse of the delivery system in your neck of the woods. I'm livid because I really need these items for the farm, and I can't get them. And I don't know exactly where they are. And the post office may or may not help us. So we pay for it, they misdeliver it, and now it's our problem. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. Keep in mind the post office, why are they exempt from the jab? Because they were complicit in the election fraud and mail-in ballots. So basically, they have carte blanche to do whatever they want. That's why I talk about the bars of standards and expectations being so low in this country, and it means nothing to have a job. You get it based on what group you're in, not based on proven results and qualifications. Nothing means anything anymore. Anyway, going back to what I talked about with Dr. Peter McCullough, he implied, I just remembered when I listened to that hour lecture that he gave, he made it very clear that about 500 doctors are doing their job out of 1 million. It was kind of an implication, but it was very obvious. So I have seconds left here, or a couple minutes, so I'm going to go back to news in a flash. Pfizer demanded military bases as collateral for cost of vaccine deaths. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about how powerful and corrupt the pharmaceutical industry is right now, okay, along with the banks, the politicians, the especially the Fed, the central banks, the lawyers, the judges. Nobody's doing their job. This is what happens when you delegitimize work and you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Basically, you bring in corruption. You bring in liability immunity. You enable and protect the elite. This is what happens when they give entitlement, victim group status to certain people. It creates more wealth inequality. It distracts us with groups, hyphens, and pronouns. It gives free lunch to the elite. Nobody benefits but the top 1%. Okay. Pardon my sidebar here. Next, mainstream media covering up vaccine deaths of black people while paying black celebrities to keep pushing genocidal jabs. That's right, folks. This is not me making this stuff up. These are published articles in the public domain. Next, Afghan refugees being given ivermectin in their packets along with credit cards and cash and places to stay, but they say it's for parasites, not for COVID. That's why the powers that be in their documents are calling these people, unvetted refugees, replacement population. Are you awake yet? Are you awake? Can you believe there's a difference between being woke and being awake? How stupid has political correctness taken us? This is what happens when you don't say anything for years. This is what happens when you're afraid to be called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, violent, conspiracy theorist. And they all have subsets, just like under racist is white supremacy. They all have subsets. This is what happens when you go for decades without saying anything. This is the consequences of our country going under because you don't say anything, because you settle.
Rich?
For...
Rich? Are you going to talk about the 38,000 people, the illegal aliens that Biden is shipping across the country? He's bringing them in by
to 100,000. But yeah, there's been over 2 million that's come into this country already since Biden. Look, Vince, I can't talk about it all. I have so much information in front of me here.
Go ahead.
Okay. Top FDA vaccine officials resigned to avoid prosecution for crimes against humanity at the White House, and the CDC commit genocide. Next, Dr. Fauci used taxpayer money to have dogs tortured and eaten alive by parasite-infected flies in Tunisia, and there's evidence. Next, Fauci granted $3.1 million to Peter Daszak's organization after to alter bat coronaviruses likely to infect humans. Next, Facebook flooded with reports of vaccine deaths. And this is a big tech organization that does everything through bots, robotics, and artificial intelligence to basically slow down and delete this information. Next, 18 senior FDA officials sound alarm on COVID vaccine. Next, doctors can prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine off-label for COVID-19, says the Nebraska AG.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.